Blog Talk Radio.
Unbothered. Unbothered. Unbothered.
Impermeable. Unbothered. Impermeable. Unbothered. I'm the people's champ. Obama. And you don't understand. Melania. Unbothered, sick, allergic to the con artist. Shoo, fake woke, shoo, an imposter. Only real ones up in my roster. Like Junior C, that's my roster. You know, I just been bossed up. I've been high, my shit been bossed up. I've been high, my shit been bossed
up, family.
What's up, fam? Chris, how
hello,
you?
Happy Tuesday.
Oh, there we go. Happy Tuesday.
All right.
Yeah, it's almost like we didn't just see each other.
It just seems like that.
I know. I know, it's crazy.
It's
oh,
always
man.
Good.
Happy
it's
Tuesday.
Always good. Hey, listen, we're here. It's a beautiful day, and the weather's changing, and things are coming around.
It is a beautiful day. It is absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely. And yes. I often say that just the fact that I woke up, it's a beautiful day. Even a bad day is a good day because at least I'm here to experience it.
That's right.
Everything
and
else from
the
there.
Day
we're
you
deal.
Sometimes.
It's either you win or you learn.
Yeah. Oh, ooh,
and the worst day, even the worst day... Even the worst day has an end.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm going to copy all this down. I'm getting, these are some jewels being dropped. Pow. Something else. Life is something else.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is.
Yep.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. And it's so interesting because today, this morning, I woke up and I was like, I don't know what we're going to talk about. There's so much to talk about.
Ooh,
like even just talking about everything that's going on with, like, in the Middle East and, you know, the bombings that are happening and, the deaths that people are experiencing. And it's just, it's so crazy. It's just been so much that's been happening over the past couple of weeks. Even, you know, for those who just recently finished, they did Eid, they celebrated Ramadan, you know, for the individuals that experienced these hate crimes and, like, negativity, throwing skunk water on them while they're, you know, onto their food during Eid when they're supposed to be, like, this is the celebration after doing the whole month of fasting, and this is happening, and it's like, This is 2021. Like, you forget that we're actually supposed to be, you know, progressing and progressive.
Oh, please.
Kandike.
It's okay.
Kandike, please, can I ask you, can you explain a bit about the Eid? And, you know, I saw a lot of things on Facebook. It said Eid Mubarak. Do you know what that means?
Well, that's basically, that happened last Wednesday, was it? When was it? Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday. The kids had, was it when the kids had off from school?
Yeah.
So
basically it's the last day of, you're done the fasting. So this is the big celebration.
Ramadan.
The fasting with Ramadan. You spend it with your family. So that, this is basically the beginning of the new year. So it's like, in Islamic culture, it's their new year.
Let me ask you.
It's so interesting because it's dependent on the new moon. So, like, it can keep going. If the new moon don't show up, you got to keep fasting no matter how many days you've been doing this. I've been corrected. 30 days tops, my bad. But still, like, the fact that you got to wait for this new moon. Come on, moon. Come through, moon.
Well, here's the key, and this is why I just wanted to mention this, because so many folk, we, as African-Americans, African people, some of us are not that familiar with Ramadan and what it represents. Even though we are aware of Islam and a number of things, some of us are not into understanding exactly what it is. And the point that you made is important because, again, as I've said before, every religion is based on cosmology. Be it Christianity is based on the symbol of it is a cross, which is the constellation known as the Crux, which is what is the balance of why Passover is where it is and why Easter is where it is. It's based on astronomy. In terms of
even the holidays for I believe it's the Jewish holidays.
That's what I'm saying.
It depends on when Easter is. Yeah.
It depends on it. It is all coming towards spring. The Passover is when the sun passes over the constellation known as the cross. And that's why in many early Christian symbols, you had the sun in the crux of the cross, in the cross part of it. You had the, and that's why when you see the icons in the Roman Catholic Church, you'll see that
they
there is
behind their head.
Yes, and the sun was turned over, put a hole in it, it became a halo, which represented that you were a saint. That halo above the head, that's where the word comes from, helio, which is sun, which is, but the point is that Islam is based on astronomy. That is why people, you always hear people say, face the east, because you're facing the sun. Christianity, you have the cross, and in the Jewish faith, you have what's called the Star of Ast, or the Star of David, which is the inverted pyramids. That is the crossover, like the cross. The cross and the Star of David symbolically is the same thing. It's a crossing over of the sun. Everything has to do with astronomy. And this is why, much respect to the 5% nation and Father Allah, who took Islam back in the day and combined it with mathematics. Do you remember that interview that Busta Rhymes did just recently in terms of the latest album he did where he's actually talking about the difference between the faith system of the Nation of Islam and Islam and what the 5%ers believe? If you haven't, check that interview. You probably
I feel like
did.
I saw snippets of it, but I didn't see the whole thing.
Yeah, because I downloaded that album because Busta was busting on that album.
Was it the one where he has the mask on?
It's the one that he quotes Minister Farrakhan. He has Minister Farrakhan on the album. And
well,
he talks about
the cover of it is the one where he has the mask on?
Oh, I have no idea what it looked like.
Okay,
I just know the songs because I just downloaded the song. I didn't see the image of the CD. But, you know, we as a
recently?
People have to... Well, it came out within the last couple of months, I'd say. You know, it's the last album. The last beat that Busta Rhymes did.
Oh, is it recently?
I didn't know it was in 2020. I didn't even know he did another
20,
one.
No, it could be the one from 2020. It's the one that Minister Farrakhan is on.
Is it the one that he has that song?
Oh, I think I heard it. I think I heard that.
Is it the album where Mariah Carey's on one of the songs? Man,
well,
I'm trying to figure it out because I've just downloaded.
Just Google it.
The only one that I know is that it's the latest one that he just did.
Yeah, it's probably his latest album.
He,
I think I remember hearing.
He did an interview talking about because. In quoting Minister Farrakhan and talking about Fard Muhammad and things as it related to Islam and the way in which Busta presented himself on the CD, it became a question, interviewed him, and he talked about the difference. He talked about the respect he has for Islam, but the respect he has for the 5% nation that took the principles of spirituality and applied science to them. That's why, you know, they say to you, what's the mathematics? When they come on you, you know, when they speaking to you, when they meet you in the street, they say, what's the mathematics? And what that means is, what's the measurement? That's why I'm on Wu-Tang's album. And that's why they called it Message. They didn't call it The Message. They called it Message. Now, that's a clue word, in my experiences, as to how the 5% of God, the nation of gods on earth speak. See, all this has to do with supreme mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about science. That's
and
why
his name is mathematics.
That's exactly right. That's why his name is mathematics. And if you remember coming to the Per Ankh with me, you remember the brother that had the long dreads. His name was Born God. They got God in
there. I remember him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I asked the sister one time. She was wheeling a baby on 125th Street. I said, wow, look at the little baby. What is his name? She said, God. The little baby's name was God. Because
but
you are God having a human experience.
But if you can name
I remember there was somebody in my...
Then you can God, like...
Yeah. There's somebody in my class that the name was, her name was Allah.
Okay. There
oh,
we
wow.
go. That's another one.
Wow.
That's why his name was Father Allah. You see, what they've done is that they have taken the very nature of the divine that has almost been
made
forbidden.
Us scared of
became,
it.
And never. But look in Spanish. How many people named Jesus? Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's like yourself. Right, that's what
and
I said. If you can name him, you can be right.
You don't have people in English named Jesus. People in French not
no.
named Jesus. But who were the Spaniards? They were the Moors. And they had developed a faith system that combined Christianity and Islam. And in developing that religion, they took both concepts and blended them together. And so, therefore, that is why in the Quran, in Islam, Jesus is considered a prophet. Abraham is a prophet. David is a prophet. In Islam, Jesus is not a god. Jesus is a prophet who
but
has the word
prophet
of Allah.
Christianity too?
Say that again? No. Well, he was
but isn't
God.
He a
he was
prophet? What is he?
In Christianity, he's considered the Son of God, which is hard to understand because it's really they really messed up the Assyrian drama. Because Jesus, if I were to interpret Christianity according to the African system of thinking, Jesus is a manifestation of his Father. He is the Son of the Creator. But in being the Son of the Creator, he possesses the qualities of God, therefore he is God having a human experience. But in European Christianity, he's God. And that's what I used to always get confused about. Is he God or the Son of God? In the Assyrian drama, it's very clear. You have Assar, who is God, and Heru, who is the Son of God, born immaculately after he had been carved into 14 different pieces. It's a beautiful story, I understand. And, you know, the cutting up of 14 different pieces is us in the world, black folk. We've been divided across the globe. We've been cut up. Our body has been cut up. Pan-Africanism, this is what I'm talking about in my book when I'm looking at one of the chapters of African scripture. And that is that there is a prayer that is said, it's chapter 43 of the Book of the Coming Forth, the Book of the Dead. And what is the end result of the story is I've made myself whole and sound. In other words, you're trying to bring yourself together. I've knit my bones together. I've made myself whole and sound. I'm one again. I'm the Lord of eternity. And what this prayer is saying is that we as Africans in America, in Puerto Rico, in Jamaica, in Ecuador, in Argentina, in Holland, we have to get ourselves together. We have to knit ourselves together, come together to become one people, Pan-African, one people. And then we'll be whole again. And then we will live for eternity. I just wanted to say that. Much respect.
Can I ask
to all
you,
those?
But can I ask you, with the idea of Jesus being God in Christianity. And this is not to be disrespectful, but this is just like the way that some people have interpreted it. You know how we talk about the Cronus complex and how the sun, what is it?
Yes.
Something about you'll never be better than your father.
I'm
going to
do better than
your kids to be better than. Right. So
yeah.
Jesus.
I'm going
to
do better than my father. I'm going
to
make sure my children can't do better than me.
Right. So Jesus, like we're all supposed to be the children of God, but Jesus seems to be the most important part of Christianity. So you're not going to allow the people to be on the level of God, and you become more important than God himself because people pray to Jesus. Like when Christianity talks, they say in Jesus' name we pray. They don't say in God's name we pray. They say in Jesus. So that idea of the whitewashing of spirituality, that actually sounds like the Cronus complex. Am I misinterpreting that, or does that make sense?
The Cronus complex. I will do better than my father, and I'll make sure my children can't do better than me. Basically,
but the idea of Christianity and Jesus and God and the children of God sounds like the Cronus complex. That's what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Well, if you go back to the original story itself, and you look at what happened, you then understand historically, 30 B.C. to about 300, maybe 400 A.D., the Holy Roman Catholic Church ruled the world. It was the Roman Empire. And what they did was they took what the Greeks had taught them as it relates to Zeus and Olympus and Hercules and all the other stories of the Greek mythology. They took that and combined it with a religion that came out of Afghanistan. It's called Zoroastrian. In Zoroastrianism, you have a savior. This is where this comes from the Assyrian drama too, but this is an Afghanistan version of it as it relates to Zoroaster, who was the one that brought this religion. This, again, is all us, but put that to the side for a minute. They had a crucified savior by the name of Mithra, M-I-T-H-R-A-S, from Afghanistan to Iraq to Iran, Persia. Zoroastrianism flourished. When the Roman Empire took over Persia, invaded Persia, they adapted this religion and combined it with what they learned from the Greeks, that the Greeks learned in the African temples of Egypt.
Wow.
And so what we call Roman Catholicism is a combination of the Assyrian drama and Zoroastrianism. But when the Romans were developing their empire, they took that scripture and they twisted it to change the concept that the Romans or the leaders or the senators in the Roman Senate were God, and that the people were servants of God. The scripture of the early church was twisted about 200, 300 at the Council of Nicaea. It's the first time in history that Jesus is considered a God. Do you know who the resurrected Savior was up until about 300 A.D.? It was Imhotep.
What?
Imhotep was the celebrated God in the Roman Empire. See, this is history that is hidden. And the evidence of it, let's not even just, don't believe me, the evidence of it is in the Hippocratic Oath. When doctors take the Hippocratic Oath, they swear to Asclepius. Asclepius is the Greek name.
Wow.
That's something else.
So what are we even doing? What are we even doing? I have people that are part of all different types of religions. I found a new word. I think I told you guys about it, the Omnist, who takes who's not part of a religion but takes different religions based off of my experiences, and I didn't know there was a word for it, and I feel like you've always said this, Daddy, that you take all the different religions and what feels good and what feels like it's part of nature, and you know, you take from different things. That's called an omnis. That's actually a religion. Not a religion. That's actually a word, and it's a thing. And I've always been like that because all of the different religions are the same. We're all praying. It's all the same God. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's all the same thing. It's not like one religion prays to one God and one prays to another. They're all. It's everything is the same. The universe is one thing. I mean, it's everything and one thing. We all just have different names for it because we're humans and we're selfish and we're lost. But I respect everybody's religion, but it just seems like a game of telephone. It seems like everything has been distorted so grandly that it's like, what are we doing? I don't even understand
slowly.
What we're doing. But we're fighting. We're fighting each other for, like, what's going on in Palestine and Israel. I was going to ask you, Dad, if you can explain, not what's going on in the media, but from your understanding. I don't want to know what because the media will say, because I don't understand.
No,
understand.
I get
it. Because people get so offended. No, I'm saying, like, people get so, I read something, I think it was Israel, like, Israel wasn't created until, like, 30 years ago. Is that true?
No, 1948.
Like, did Israel not exist?
1948. After World War II. No.
Was it 70 years ago? Like, how are you fighting something that's been around for a lot longer than you? I get it, because America, hello. But still, like, 1948, really? Like, you were an infant, and you have the, like, I would like you to explain what is actually going on, because I don't understand at all.
Okay. The reason why you hear me making those sounds in the back is because I did a radio interview. Your mother was sitting next to me.
Oh.
And she kept putting up the sign of the cross. Because
what?
I just have to tell the truth. You know, she was
shit.
Praying.
Okay, drop it. So drop it on us then.
I'm going to drop it like it's hot. But I'm going to do it in like, because I had 2 hours to do it yesterday. I'm going to do it in summary. Okay? I'm going to recapitulate, which means to summarize brief.
We need the Cliff Notes version. We need the Cliff Notes.
Okay. We got to go back in history, and we go back to my book, Spirituality Before Religions, where I have an entire section where I'm talking about who these people are. And one of the things to realize,
what do you mean by these people?
Okay, I'm going to explain. But now I'm going to step back and I'm going to walk forward. When Africans moved out of Africa, they moved out and Saudi Arabia, and this area of the world that we call today Israel, yesterday it was called Palestine, but the day before yesterday it was called Canaan, the land of the blacks. About, give or take, 20,000 years ago, there were migrations of Africans that would come into this area that we today call Israel, Lebanon, Assyria. They would go across Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, and they would inhabit these lands and create a civilization. The particular Africans that lived in this area that we today call Israel and Lebanon combined, they were known as the Natufians. Natufians. Natufian, African people. About 2000 B.C., the southern lands, when the Africans that had depigmented into who we call today Indo-Europeans, coming down south, they went to war with the Africans that they found. The people that we're talking about in their ethnic stock group today They're called like Amorites, A-M-O-R-I-T-E-S, or Gutians, G-U-T-I-A-N-S. These are Indo-Europeans. These are people that were impacted by the Ice Age, but in them coming back south, they mixed with the African population, and they were a little mixture. That's where the word Semite comes from. You cannot be a Semite as a person. The word Semite comes from language. It means your language is mixed. Semite.
Oh.
There is no such thing as a person that's a Semite etymologically. Socially, they've made themselves a people when you call them Semites. Quite frankly, we're Semites because we're mixed.
Don't tell them that.
These invaders that are coming down, they are now going to move west into this land that we call Canaan. It's a black land, black folk, kinky hair, melanated, wide nose, thick lip, black people. They're going to go to war with these people. These people that went to war with the black people and partly exterminated them. But even if you go to Israel today, you see black people. They are original people of that area. You can go to Lebanon, see black people. You can go to Afghanistan and see black people. You can Google Renoko Rashidi's site. He got pictures of these people up here. You'll see what they look like in Afghanistan and Iraq, Iran, the Mesopotamians, the Sumerians, the Elamites. All the early civilizations were black. Indo-Europeans had nothing to do with that. In fact, they plundered everything that they came in contact with. However, these individuals, these Indo-Europeans that came down and destroyed the Natufians or blended with them to the best way they could, there's still some that are there, they were known as the Philistines. The Philistines are the ancestors. This is where the word comes from, Palestou. This is a Kemetic word, P-A-L-I-S-T-O-U. See, we need evidence, family. When we're talking like this, we need evidence. Don't get personal. Don't talk superiority or inferiority. Just drop the science.
Mm-hmm.
These individuals who were the Philistines, these are the ancestors of the Palestinians. And so what I tell black people, African people, about this conflict, before you take sides, you better understand one of the principles of Ma'at, which is reciprocity. Because what the Israelis today are doing to the Palestinians is what the Palestinians' ancestors did to the original Africans that were in Canaan. Now, you can't challenge the science of this. You might get real emotional with what I just said, because here's another side. Any child that is murdered, any human being that is innocent and is murdered, make me no difference what your cultural background is. It's wrong. It goes against Ma'at. All I want us to know is the history of what's going on, to understand that the original Indo-European invaders, see, this is where the biblical story of David and Goliath comes from. Goliath was the Philistines. Goliath was a giant. And David was a little boy that protected what might be called the Israelites. And remember the story where God told him, just fling your rock at Goliath, the giant. And the metaphor is the fact that the Palestinians ran things, and when Africans and mixtures of Indo-Europeans came down escaping Egypt because they were kicked out, this is where the whole story of Moses and all this comes from. See, I'm going historical with this. We ain't personal. But people take it very personal because they think I'm attacking their religion. I'm not. What I'm saying is I'm protecting African history. So when they come at me and they tell me, you know, I'm anti-this or anti-that, I tell them, you're a white supremacist. And you just don't want me to tell my people the truth. I'm telling the truth. And there are Arabs that don't like what I say, but let me tell you something about Arabs. Arabs were the reason why enslavement became so easy for the Europeans, because hundreds of years before, that Indo-Europeans invaded Africa and tormented Africans and broke down the African civilization to the point where by the time Europeans came a couple hundred years later, because we're talking about 600, 700, 800 A.D., by the time that the Europeans came in the 13 and 1400s, Africa had been under attack for so long, it opened up a way. And you know what? Those Indo-Europeans used Islam on Africans the same way Europeans used Christianity on Africans. They said, you'll believe or you'll die by the sword. So you either believe me or I'm going to kill you. And that's what they did.
Oh,
now, they may try to play games with us because, you know, Arabs are black. That's what makes you black. You have to be black to be you have to be African to be an Arab because you are a Semite. You are a mixture. I can take you back into the Bible with Noah and his three sons. His three sons were Ham, Shem, and Japh. And Ham represents the black world. Shem represents the Arab world. Japheth represents the European world. When you go into the Bible, you could go and do this. Go check out the verses on Noah, and you'll see that the family line of Ham is described in 16 verses.
Wow.
The lineage of Shem is 11. Japheth is 5. This is evidence now. You can go to the Bible and check this out. But what you notice is that Ham's legacy equals both Shem and Japheth combined.
Huh.
Ham was 16 verses. Shem was 11. Japheth was 5. 11 and 5 is 16. So that's how powerful the black world was even when the Bible was written, but they don't tell you that. And you said omnis is the word that you use.
Yeah.
That is spirituality. Take the best and leave the rest.
Yes.
I respect every religion. I respect every religion.
That's how I feel.
I can find their script on the walls of Africa or in the papyri. I respect all religions. But my goodness, ma'am, if people acted the way the scripture tell you to act, why is the world so horrible, and why is your God telling you that you have – why is the God of Israel giving them the right to murder the children of Allah? And how are the children of Allah blowing up the children of God or Christianity? How is it that your God – you all say is one God. You say you're from the Abrahamic religion system. So if all of you are related, you got the same God – I think God is trying to get rid of all of y'all because he's encouraging you to kill each other. So I have my eye on God trying to figure out why he's giving people of Jewish faith the right to kill people of Islam. The people of Islam is killing the people of Christianity, and the people of Christianity still are blaming Jews for the crucifixion of Christ. I need to understand what your religion is actually telling you because it seems like your God got a plan for y'all. He wants y'all off the planet.
And that's the thing. Like, what are we doing? Like I said before, what is going on? Because it doesn't.
Slowly,
I don't even understand. But it doesn't make sense to me also because everybody's playing like they're the victim. Like on social media, I'm confused because people that are supporting Israel are saying Israelites are the victims. And then people from Palestine saying Palestinians are the victims. And then when the Armenian thing was going on, Armenians were saying they were the victims, and some people were saying that they were the oppressors. I'm confused. I'm very confused.
No.
Like, I don't understand what's going on.
Let me tell you something about the world when you look at history. From the moment that the Indo-Europeans came out of the mountains of Zargos, from the mountains of the Caucasus, there has been
like
nothing.
Mythology.
No, but that actually happened. Zargos is a river there, and the Caucasus Mountains are mountains there. That exists.
That I know.
But from when they came out the mountains, they have been at war with everything they come in contact with. They're women, other people, themselves. So don't be confused, because I'm telling you now, don't go down their rabbit hole. Because if you go down their rabbit hole, ain't nothing going to make sense to you. My mama used to always say,
but
your grandma,
a lot of us.
She used to say,
no, go ahead.
Ensure whenever you're doing what you're doing, if you are sane and you are talking to somebody who is insane, you're not going to make them sane. They're going to make you insane.
That
so
is true.
I have never listened to them, because if you try to make logic, you're not going to understand what they're saying, because they don't even
but
know what
they're
saying.
But are they both bad? Not bad, but are they both negative? Like, is
no.
there an oppressor and
no.
a victim in this situation?
No. No. There's over 200 Palestinians that have died. 70 are children. Israelis died. This goes back to David and Goliath. Goliath being the giant and David only having rocks to fight Goliath. But God said, have faith in me, David. I'm going to let you fling that rock. And when you fling that rock, you will defeat your giant enemy. And when I look at what's going on now, don't be surprised if you see a change in the way things are going to happen. There are 10 Israelis that have died compared to over 200 Palestinians. The Israelis have a mastery over weaponry in that area. The Palestinians have rocks. They're throwing rocks. Now, the organization that is firing the rockets, they have backing of certain countries. So that's how they get those rockets. But the people, the Palestinian people in Gaza, all they have is rocks. Story of David and Goliath. And I warn people, be careful, because the first will come last and the last will come first. And that's what's happening all around the world. That's why I'm telling us, Sasha and Kandike and Heru, who may be listening, we got to get ourselves together, because this civilization that we know as Western civilization is falling. It's falling just like the Roman Empire fell, and just like the Greek Empire fell, just like the Persian Empire fell in 332 BC, and all of them were in Africa. Persians were defeated, and the Greeks took over. And they had their thing from about 332 until about 30 BC. And then the Romans came in and beat the Greeks. And then the Greeks had their civilization from 30 AD until about 332, maybe 400 AD. And then they went into the Dark Ages because the Roman Empire was defeated by barbarians that came into Spain, Visigoths and Vandals. Ostrogoths went to Italy. And then the Moors came on the scene and moved in 710 and drove them out and established Western civilization once again and saved the lives of Europeans. Brought the university system into Europe, brought music conservatory into Europe, brought soap and medicine into Europe, saved their lives. And then 1492 came, and they stole all the ideas that Africans had taught them and returned back on the waters where Africans had gotten to Europe. And they invade the world. And here we are now in 2021. And just like the Persians, Indo-Europeans, just like the Greeks, Indo-Europeans, just like the Romans, Indo-Europeans, this Western civilization is falling again, and for the same reason. They are anti-science. You hear that word anti-science a lot? That's what dropped every civilization from the time the barbarians came out of the mountains. So don't be confused. Don't go down their rabbit hole. Because if you try to make sense of them, you will go insane. Just understand, they cray-cray.
And I just, like, and the reason why I agree with you. Sometimes when you see things on social media, it's only halfway. Because did you hear about what happened with Bella Hadid?
No, tell me, what happened?
I don't even really understand. She's like, her family is Palestinian, and or is that her father? I can't remember if it was both. But it's like Israel's Twitter, like at Israel, was saying that she, what did they say? They're saying that she was like advocating for the death of Jewish people or something like that. And I that's like, this is one of the reasons why I'm confused. Because it said the official Twitter of the State of Israel posted an image of Bella Hadid at a pro-Palestinian march in New York on Sunday and accused the supermodel of advocating throwing Jews into the sea. So, Israel is saying that Palestinians are attacking them, and then Palestinians are saying, and I'm just, like, I don't understand what's going on.
Okay. Well, let's say this. That
there's
you,
an Israel
that
under
there's
attack.
A, that there's
yeah.
a fact.
That's what Aisha Curry got in trouble for that post about, I forgot, I think she was basically saying that the Muslims were attacking the Jews. Same thing that I think they're accusing Hadid of, and without giving the full story. So they were, like, up in arms. They were like, how could she do this? Like, she's, you know, not supporting, I guess, people of color and all this stuff. And I'm just like, this has just become, like, out of hand. And I don't think
it's crazy.
People fully grasp the picture. And, of course, we're not going to get it because this is not – we're hearing this second nature. Like, this is not what we're experiencing firsthand. So, yeah. So it's like, you know, I think people just kind of, they're always asked their opinion, but there's something that we just really probably should not be talking about because we don't know it firsthand. We're just hearsay.
The thing is, family, know your history. Know the concepts of what you're looking at. Like what I just went through in terms of the history of that area, to understand that the Indo-European people, because of their experience in the Ice Age, there's something, and I'm not going to speak in absolutes, because I'm not speaking about all of them, and I don't speak about all of them, but I am speaking about most of them. They are liars. They cheat. They steal. Mm. It's not about morality. Tell you this themselves. What they're doing in Congress right now, I'd like to say they should be ashamed of themselves, but they have no shame. So how can you be shamed when you don't have something to be shamed of? You don't have
shame.
But you
know what's so funny is that that's exactly what you guys were talking about in race war. And
yes, exactly.
Their concept of winning, I'd rather win than to be right. And that's coming out of their mouth firsthand, you know, individuals discussing
that's right.
their look, their outlook at success and, you know, winning versus
yes.
being right.
He says
but they don't think that that is bad. They don't think that that's
no.
bad. They think that that is the way everybody should act. And that's why they
no.
have a problem with black people because we are not like that.
Well, they,
I mean,
they're
not
like
the only
that
reason,
because
but
that's their nature. That is their nature.
Right.
They
it's
are
not
liars.
Ours.
Indigenous people said that the pale face speak with forked tongue. They're liars.
Mm-hmm.
There's another proverb out of the Caribbean where the cacique, the leader of the Taino, said, we learned to beat the European when we learned how to lie.
Wow. Wow. Jeez.
So when you're dealing with a people like this, just look at what they're doing. People say, well, what's your evidence? Just look. Just look. Look at how you have a congressman who is saying, under all circumstances, what I saw happen on January 6th were tourists coming into the Capitol building. But then they got him photographed helping to put up desks and chairs against the door to keep the people out of the room. Now tell me, how does that work? You're telling me that you thought they were tourists, but they got pictures of you helping people put tables and things against the door to bolster the door so they can't get in. You, that's afraid. I mean, are you afraid
that's
of tourists?
Crazy.
No, but that's them. You see, to you it's crazy, but to them, that's who they are. That's who they are.
But even the
it's
way
hard.
The law is, but even the way the law is set up, the way the law
no,
is
the
set up, it doesn't matter if you're right or wrong. It matters if you're better at lying. That's what
well,
law,
it also matters,
a lawyer for.
No, it matters if you're white. Look at the Dred Scott decision. That's why I did the Instagram on Dred Scott, because if you can understand Dred Scott, then you can understand everything else. That there is a law that applies to white people that does not apply to African people. And in that statement that the judge made, he said that not only did the Constitution not include Africans as human beings, but neither did the Bible. So he's saying black folk are unequal, not only in the eyes of America, but in the eyes of God. And if you want to know, go to a book written by Arthur Goldberg and read about the history of the curse of Ham. It's evidence here. It's evidence as to what they built their religions on. Those three religions built their faith system on the story of Noah, who had three sons. Okay? And Noah, believe it or not, was an alcoholic. And one night, this is the story, Noah got drunk. And his sons walked in the room, and he was naked, and he was drunk and acting inappropriately. And Ham laughed at how his father was acting, while Shem and Japheth brought a towel and a blanket to cover him in his nakedness.
Oh, I remember this story.
And Ham, because he laughed, was cursed. And God made his lips big since he laughed, made his face black because he was ignorant, made his nose spread and his lips thick, and cursed him to be the servant of Shem and Japheth forever. A little bit on the Cinderella side of the story there.
But imagine actually believing that. I really try to respect everybody's religion, but sometimes when I hear these stories, I'm like, how can we believe this to be true? It is beyond
Don't go down that rabbit
how
hole.
We can believe
Don't
some.
Go.
I know. I'm just, but people base their life on it.
Yes.
They don't appreciate the beauty of living every single day because they want to base their life on something that was written by other human beings. It wasn't written by God. It was written by people. It bothers me. I try to respect everybody's religion, and I respect people for who they are, but people and feel like there's a lot of people that come at me and try to get me to believe, and there's no way that I am going to go down that rabbit hole, like you said. I cannot do it.
And that's how I raised y'all. But imagine if I had you going to church every Sunday. Imagine if I had you going to church every Sunday. Imagine where you'd be in your confusion if I made you go to church.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Imagine where you'd be. No, that wasn't going to happen in my family.
I'd be even more confused. Sorry.
Well, there's a very good chance that you might believe the story. That ain't going to go down with me. And I never exposed y'all to that. I exposed y'all to something else, but I didn't expose you to that. Because there was no way I was going to mix your minds up. You were not going to go down it. Because I know what happened as I was developing myself. But there was something in me that I said, look, this ain't working for me. They can't. Can you separate the French? You know, there was something that I knew inside of me. I still have the marks on my knees from when they kept trying. You know, every time I would ask a question or I would say, they make me kneel on the grate of the church. You know, they were great. On the church, like little squares, look like beehives, where the air came up and thing like that. They used to make me kneel on them and pray. They make me say the rosary, like 50 Hail Marys and about, I don't know how many Our Fathers and prayers for forgiveness for my sins for asking questions of God
But did they really? But did they really think that God told them to punish you that way? To like, they're not God.
They're cray cray.
How can
they
anybody
were crazy.
Do that? Like, I can't.
No. No, but they're mentally disturbed.
That's disturbed.
Yes, and you see, that's why I don't deal with that, because it can make you think there's something wrong with you, since it's so different from the way you think. There's nothing wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
Something wrong with them. So I don't even get into their rabbit hole, because I would not understand what I'm looking at, because they're crazy. You know, if you have somebody that is mentally challenged and they're talking in a way that makes no sense to you, you could never try to make any logical sense of what they're saying or doing. That's how I feel about them. When I hear them talk, that's how I feel. I feel like they're mentally disturbed. And so I don't try to say, Garrett, can you hear what they're saying? Can you believe? No, I can't believe that, because I know that they are mentally disturbed. And you cannot reason with certain people, particularly those that...
But some people really believe it, and they force their children to believe it, and they, like...
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And it makes them hate themselves. Like the whole concept of your God creating other gods, but they've taken it, so they made the act of creating other gods to be the original sin. Really?
Hey.
Really? One act in the world that is considered the original sin is the act that shows that human beings are gods, having a human experience creating other gods. And that is considered the original sin. Like, that is what it is called. And you have to get don't you have to get baptized to have the original sin taken off of you?
It has to be washed. The child is punished for what is perceived
as the sin
of the parents. I don't want to be around that God. I don't want to be around that God.
Exactly.
There's something wrong with the way that God is thinking. But you see, every God is only as good or not so good as the mind that created it. And when you're in the ice,
right?
That's a mean God. That's a vicious God. That's a God that will kill your infant baby in your arms by just breathing it to death. It'll make it so you can't eat. It'll make it so that you can't even go outside. And with that mentality, they created a warrior God that came back down into the southern land and gave them permission, called manifest destiny, that God gave you permission to murder people and take their land. God told you. And if you don't believe that, then you are a devil worshiper, and you deserve to die.
And what is that? That's called something. Somebody wrote a book on that. What is that called? I forgot what that was called. That was it. Like you were like, and if you were a black person and you believed that you were supposed to be free, they classified you as insane, and they did
people
that believe. That was a thing.
No, but there is a word for that. Next week when we get together again, we'll look up that word, make sure that we tell the community what we're talking about. But there is a word I'm thinking about. There's a lot of folks that are listening to this that probably know what the word is. But dropsidaze or drapazia.
Yeah, that's
DRAP. It's DRAPE, drapetomania.
That sounds like it. That sounds like it.
Okay.
Drapetomania. It's drapetomania. Yep, that's what it is.
Black people got to be out of their mind if they want to be.
Right. 1861, they have to be treated like children to prevent and cure. Okay. It says unknown medical authorities, blah, 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 blah. He stated that if treated kindly, well-fed and clothed, with fuel enough to keep a small fire burning all night, not permitted to run about at night to visit their neighbors. So they were saying all the things that they couldn't do. It says they have to only be kept in that state and treated like children to prevent and cure them from running away. It was Cartwright, Samuel Cartwright.
Okay.
And prevention and remedy. In addition to identifying drapetomania, his feelings was that with proper medical advice strictly followed, the troublesome practice that many Negroes have of running away can be almost entirely prevented.
That's right.
And whipping the devil out of them as a preventative measure.
There we go.
Like,
that's it.
Like,
mm.
It's not funny. It's so crazy that
the only thing you can do is laugh. Like,
it's ludicrous.
Just,
something so ridiculous.
That's the definition of ludicrous.
That's the definition of ludicrous.
And it was a mental illness that caused the laziness among slaves.
You said that same statement in Race Wars.
About Ludacris?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you see, when you get down in that hole, you know, when you get down in that hole and condicate, you know, with many of the clients that you have, there's such a wide spectrum of thought, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you be a psychologist, psychiatrist, a social worker, you work with people, you get to meet a whole bunch of people under various different kind of concepts, you know, and, you know, what the Western civilization, and again, I want to mirror the Persian civilization, the Greek civilization, the Roman civilization, and the Western civilization. In every case, what brought them back into life was black people.
Mm.
Black people came and brought civilization that changed the way, and that's why I'm saying to us now, we are going to be the ones that bring light back to the world. African people are going to bring the light back to the world because black folk in America are the only ones that have uniquely experienced this demon. And we're going to bring light back, just like the Moors did, just like the Kemites did. We are the ones supplied with the knowledge and wisdom to save this planet. Because what they have done, what Western civilization has done, is not just violated their own women. Not just violate their own women, their own European women. They have violated other human beings, but not just that. They have violated the water, the air, the earth, everything they touch. Dies.
Yep. Yep.
And we got to come to realize this. And we have to stop engaging or attempting to engage in their insanity and begin to do for self. This is what I mean when I say we got to keep on keeping on. It ain't over till we win.
We have been supplied
with the ability to do what is necessary to save this planet. And we're doing it as we speak. And to my sisters, you are a pivot role in what's going on. You just look at what sisters are doing all around the world, but here in the United States. And even if I dare say this, even amongst Europeans, even in the Republican Party, it took a woman to stand up against these coward men. These men are cowards. They should, again, I'm not going to talk about shame, but it took a woman, okay? No matter how you look at Liz Cheney, we are as different could be. But I respect courage. And she put everything on the line for her belief in that truth. But don't get too far off. She voted more for Trump than the woman that took his place.
Mm.
She ain't our friend, and neither was her father. So I'm not looking at her like we all buddy-buddy. But yes, you can. I respect courage no matter in what form it comes.
Yeah.
I respect courage. Courage is universal.
Right.
So I respect courage. But even amongst them, it's the women that are standing up. And it's interesting. A bunch of coward men who don't have the courage to stand up for honor. You say, and like we say, and like they say, it ain't, when it comes to them, it's not about morality. They
morality.
Morality is weakness.
Right. That's why the president wouldn't allow, the ex-president wouldn't allow himself to get sick.
That's it. So what did he do?
Anything that's not power is weakness.
But he took the vaccine in January, but never told nobody.
Right. Exactly.
Yep. He led the lamb the sheep to slaughter. He took it.
Yep.
But he didn't tell other people he was taking it.
All that talk he did.
Amazing. It's all amazing.
Manipulation. It's manipulation, though.
But it goes back to us, family. What are we doing? What are we doing? It's not about them. It's about us. What are we doing?
Yep.
And until we are able to stand up righteously and tell our children the truth and honor them and love them by being willing to tell them the truth at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I say, you know, like, who can we blame? Yeah, I know what they're doing, but I don't expect nothing better from them. I expect better from us. What are we doing?
Right. That's what message was about.
That's it. It's up to us, the adult population, to stand with our young people. Stand with them and tell them the truth, no matter how frightening it may be. You see, they've done going after our brother Riza Islam. They've done trying to tear him apart.
Because the reason why they're going after Riza, I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong, is because he, I may not always agree with everything that he says, and he may be a little outlandish with certain topics, but he has facts that back up. He doesn't just say things. A lot of the people that we follow in the black community just say things, and it sounds good, and we believe them. He will say something and then follow up with a fact, like where he got it from. Like when he did that thing where he said that there are certain people that use the blood of babies, boys' genital areas and blood and puts it on their face. It wasn't just that he was saying certain things. He then played a clip of Julia Roberts on the Ellen DeGeneres show saying that she puts the she said it on the show. So he'll say things that sound crazy, but he will also post where he got. He'll create videos that show where he got it from. But he won't just say
this,
and that's why they're going after him, because he is influential, and not just influential in a way that people like what he's saying. He's influential in a way that people like what he's saying, and he's also got proof. He's got the proof of why he's saying what he's saying. That's one thing I've always respected about him. I may not always agree, because there's things that he talks about that he has no idea what he's talking about, and he needs to talk to people that are, like, part of the LGBT community and part of certain things. Like, he may need to talk to the right people instead of just getting it from his brain, but for the majority of the things that he says, he makes a lot of sense. You don't always have to agree with people to appreciate the things that they say, and a lot of the things that he says comes from somewhere, and he'll show you where he got it from. That's why they're going after him, because he's not coming off of emotion, and that's... Go ahead.
I was going to say, when I saw him being interviewed by Sonny Hostin in that special Soul of a Nation, I knew it wouldn't be long before they went after him. Because Riza Islam is now, and not only that, but he's also Nation of Islam.
Yep.
He's got everything going for him. He's a brilliant brother with the facts. We all need areas to grow, myself included. But he is a threat, and they're going to go after
him.
But, you know, when you get into this business, you have to understand they're going to do that.
Exactly.
But what you hope to do is develop the type of relationship with people that they supremely trust, and that is what happened with Malcolm. A lot of what made the Nation of Islam strong was not the nation. It was the people not in the nation that respected the nation because of Malcolm. It's the same thing that made Father Allah be able to create the nation of gods on earth. The people trusted him. They had a very serious trust in Clarence 13X because he was on the street. This brother was on the street. This brother knew everybody. That's what made Malcolm so strong. Knew everybody.
Yep. And that's what it is. People will listen to you go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, Riza has the trust of the people. and the facts to back them up, and the science.
And that's what it is. But it's so bad that he's shadow banned. You can't look him up, and you cannot look him up on Instagram. You have to know his exact name and type it all the way to the end. Like if you type in, if you start typing in names, the names will come up. You can't type in his handle. He's shadow banned. He's not, you can't even try to look him up on social media. You have to know where the underscore is. You have to know that there's two Z's and not one. Like, you have to actually know his exact name in order to find him, or go to somebody else's page that put his handle on it and click on it. You can't even do a search for him because it's not going to come up on social media, which is crazy. Like the type of influence that you have to be shadow banned on Instagram is crazy. Crazy.
You just said it. You just said it again.
Influence.
They're crazy.
Yep.
They're crazy because...
I thought it was influence. Look, you meant that they're crazy.
Check this out. The bottom line is to always just keep in mind that, you know, when you were young in 1993, December, I took you, and Kandike, I took you. Your mother was expecting Heru. Heru wasn't born yet. And I took you all to a presentation that Minister Farrakhan gave at the Jacob Javits Center. And before that, the mayor of New York, Edward Koch, came out and tried to get Jacob Javits not to allow Minister Farrakhan to speak. He publicly spoke out against Minister Farrakhan. And the more he spoke out against Minister Farrakhan, the more ticket sales happened.
Mm.
And Edward Koch, after the event... I mean, Chaka Khan sang there. There were actors and actresses and singers there because of what Mayor Koch did. And Mayor Koch later on said that was one of his biggest mistakes. He should never have come out against Minister Farrakhan, because he said that when he came out against Minister Farrakhan, that Minister Farrakhan could not have paid for that publicity. And what I'm warning them, they don't know, they cray-cray. What they don't know is the more you come at RZA, the more people will follow him.
Yep.
There were times that people came at me on Facebook a number of years back. When they came at me, my number of friends on Facebook was about 3,800.
Yep.
And when they came out and attacked me, within a week, I was at my limit of 5,000.
Yep.
When I was younger, I supported Minister Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson, and I spoke about it at a parent program. There were teachers there of European descent, and they were so angry at me for propping up Minister Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson. They wrote letters to the mayor, to the chancellor, to every member of the school board.
Wow.
Okay, and because they said that I was brainwashing the children because I was teaching them Kiswahili, and I made them repeat the words, Jambo means hello, Kwaheri means goodbye. This is what they were doing. And what they didn't realize is that when some of the people got that, they hired me to teach a college class. Because they said, anybody that's doing this with children, we want them. So you got to be careful when you go after RZA. You may make him more popular than ever before. Because there's more than one way to do what you got to do. And if you got people that respect you, they will follow you, no matter where you go. So they're not very intelligent. They're helping RZA become very popular. Because guess what? We're talking about it. Time up.
And I didn't know who he was. I found out from people talking about him from the same thing. I found out because people were talking about him. I didn't know who he was before. I think you knew, but I don't think I knew who he was.
Oh, I go back.
He was in your circuit.
Young
right.
brother. Young brother. Young brother out of California. When I filmed Hidden Colors 5, Dame Dash went before me, then I went, and then RZA came. And when RZA came, he said, oh, my goodness, brother, if I had known you were here, I would have come much earlier just to sit and listen to you. RZA. RZA
and I had just found out about him. I had just found out about him at that time because I was telling you when I saw the video that I had just found out. Like, that's when I had just found out who he was, around that time.
It's the way it is. We'll see how it all works out.
This conversation was amazing. Like, this was great.
It's always the ones that are. It's always the ones that are just off the whim.
Right.
That's what makes this.
Those are the best ones.
That's what makes this unique. That's the importance of what we're doing, Conda K and Sasha, is just this. This is a family conversation. And this has its value now, but it'll be invaluable in the future. When people look back and hear these types of conversations in 2021, May of 2021, this is what the future is built on. And everything that we're talking about, by matter of degree, is what we talked about when y'all were young girls.
Yep.
Growing up. This is what we did when we sat down and had family conversations. And this is what families have to do.
It's the only way it'll work.
It's the only way it will work. That's what dynasties are built on. Families.
Well,
so it's all good.
That's right.
That is the way we got to end, and that's the way we got to end the show.
All right. What's the song for the day?
You know, I was trying to find, there was one that I was, but man, I'm so mad. It was here. I think it got redone. So let me just put something on. I'm gonna put one of my favorite people on here.
All right.
And that's it. Actually, this is even better. All right, this is even better. This is the one I'm gonna do. And this was a really great conversation. I really appreciated this conversation. I'm glad it went this way.
Fantastic. Candace, what do you want to say as we go out?
Well,
Candace, what you
want to
say? You ain't talk too much. You quiet this evening. What's going on?
No, say just keep on keeping on.
All right. Oh, I'm a compliment.
Because it ain't over till we win. You know, we go through ups and downs, and, you know, we just got to look to the future and just understand that there is a future. Individuals who may not be able to see tomorrow because what they may be going through today, just understand that today is not forever. It ends. It has, you know, 24 hours in a day, and you may be having a bad day tomorrow, but tomorrow may be the best day of your life. So,
all right.
And I love it. I love it. All right. Happy Tuesday, and we'll see you guys again in 2 weeks.
Looking forward to it. Hotep family.
Hotep.
And always.
Super Bowl goals. My wife in the crib feeding the kids liquid gold. We in a whole different mode. The kid that used to pitch bricks can't be pigeonholed. I cooked up more chicken when the kitchen closed. We gon' reach the Philly first. I told my wife to spill your shit really worth. Come through a law, I run through them all. Police home, all these phonies come to a halt. All this old talk left me confused. You'd rather be old rich me or new you. And old niggas, now stop acting brand new. Like Tupac ain't have a nose ring too. Nobody wins when the family feuds. But my stash can't fit in the Steve Harvey suit. I'm clear why I'm here, how about you? Ain't no such thing as an ugly billionaire. I'm cute, pretty much. If anybody getting handsome checks, it should be us. Fuck rap.
crack cocaine, nah, we did that. Black owned things, 100% black owned champagne, and we merrily, merrily eating off these streams. Y'all still drinking Perrier Duet, but we ain't get through to you yet, What's better than one billionaire? Two, especially if they from the same hue as you. Y'all stop me when I stop telling the truth. Forget it. Can I get an amen from the congregation? Can I get an amen from the congregation? Yeah, I'll fuck up a good thing if you let me. Let me alone, Becky. A man who don't take care of his family can't be rich. I watch Godfather, I miss that whole shit. My consciousness was Michael's common sense. I missed the karma that came as a consequence. Niggas busting off through the curtains cause she hurting. Kate losing the babies cause their future's uncertain. Nobody wins when the family feuds. We all screwed cause we never had the tools.